Hello?
Hi, is Linal there?
This is her.
Hey, this is Sam with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
With who?
The Bank of Cardiff. We got your online registration.
I know what you're talking about.
Okay. Yeah, it looks like you wanted a little information on our working capital programs. Did you have a couple minutes to talk?
Sure.
Okay, all right. Perfect. Well, I got a couple basic questions for you just to confirm what we have on file. Then I'll answer any questions that you have. What was the name of the business that you're calling with?
It's L&P Trucking Service, LLC.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. So your LLC is the business structure?
Yeah, but it's an independent LLC. It's not a
corporate. Oh, okay. Okay, perfect. Perfect. Now, are you the 100% owner?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And it looks like we have the address as 120 16th Avenue in Birmingham, Alabama. Is that correct?
Yeah, but I always use the mailing address. I don't let anything go there because I'm always out and about on the road.
Okay, that makes sense. What's the mailing address?
429 Green Springs Highway. Suite number 161, unit 365, and that's also Birmingham 35209.
Okay, you said unit 365?
Yeah, it's 429, I'd say it all, I mix it up. 429 Green Springs Highway, suite number 161, unit number 365.
Okay,
Birmingham,
perfect.
Alabama, yeah, 35209.
All
I
right.
have to say that all, I'm just wrong.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I got to start from the beginning to get to the middle.
Right, even with my social, they go, what's your last?
Yeah.
I can do the last four, but if they give me last six or in the middle, I'm like, let me just tell you the whole thing.
I got to do it with my phone number. I'll forget my phone number every time unless I start from the beginning
well,
and go all the way through.
Well, that's because you don't call yourself.
Yeah. Oh, okay, so how about, what's the best phone number to reach you? Is this the best number to get you?
Yeah, this one is the best one because most of the time I'm on here with brokers and stuff and my cell never gets used.
Oh, okay. Okay. Perfect. Perfect. All right. And then I have for the email address, lennal532@gmail.com.
Yeah, you can use that or the Yahoo. I use them both.
Okay. And how do you say that? Is it Linal?
Linal.
Linal. Okay. All right. Linal. All right. Well, Linal, like I said, my name's Sam. We have a lot of different programs. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do, and I'll point you in the right direction.
I don't want a payday loan. That's what most of those are.
Oh, okay.
Where they're paid by the day or, you know, by the week and crap like that.
Okay.
That's what you guys offer, then I don't want that.
Okay, yeah, we have a whole lot of different programs. I mean, we do have the daily, we have weekly, we have monthly. We do, as far as equipment goes, we do, you know, typical 2 to 5 year monthly payments. Capital typically goes, you know, terms anywhere from 3 months to 3 years. So, you know, there's a wide variety of options to choose from. Were you looking more on the capital side? Or was it
right.
equipment? Okay, capital.
No,
okay.
No. I just, the thing is, I just got a trailer. And so I have one of both. And I'm not going to bring on another truck till I get a dependable driver because that's why I'm out here. So they're in the office. And I need somebody that's going to be dependable. But I eventually want to enlarge the fleet. But right now I needed to get some working capital because I'm getting into I don't know. I guess tighter than I'd like to be, put it that way, financially,
okay.
Because the rates just rose. They just now going back up, if you know anything about trucking. They up and down, you know, and then summer months they go up, and then December to March they go down, and when you have crazy drivers, you get to get kind of twisted around, and there's like a few little things. Like I have a working capital one that they did weekly that I do not like that I'm paying off right now. I'd be glad when it's done. And well, because it's just that don't give you time enough to even. Why did you even borrow the money if you're just constantly giving it right back?
Sure.
Yeah, because it's like the tractor and the truck and it's like lettering and tires and, you know, just little basic things, but that's not what I wanted it all the money for.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted it to, like, kind of expand it. It's going to expand the truck, if that makes any sense. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about.
Expand the actual truck?
Yes.
Like adding on to what, length in the back or in the cab?
Right. The length in the cab and doing some modifications to the tractor to the trailer to meet a customer's need, but they're a good customer that pays well.
Oh, sure.
So,
sure.
Yeah, but to get the work done on it is going to cost a little bit more than I'd like to spend right now. But in order to keep the freight moving and get a dedicated customer, I'm going to have to do what I have to do.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Now, were you talking about doing it to just one truck?
Just the one. We're doing it just to this one because we're just testing the waters, really.
Okay,
and
I got
you. And it's nothing that will hurt. It will work on any load, but this is a customer demand on a specific, dedicated deal.
Sure. Is it something that once you do, it'll still be useful for you to do other jobs?
Oh, yeah, and it up the value of the truck, yes. It does.
Oh, okay.
It can be used on any account, but this particular account won't take anything but that. So.
Oh,
yeah,
I see.
But it won't hurt. It'll keep being used anywhere.
Okay. What size truck is it?
It's a 53-foot. Well, the truck itself is a 71-inch sleeper Freightliner.
Okay.
It's a basic Columbia, basic truck.
Gotcha. All right. And how soon were you trying to make the upgrades to it?
Well, I'm kind of looking financially to see how I want to do this first.
Okay.
How I can do it and not kill myself.
Yeah, well, that's probably the best way to go about it.
So right now I'm just looking into options. And I have a lot of people calling me for capital, but I don't want to go back into that same rut that I was in. I don't want that because that doesn't do me any good. Because most of my customers, I have brokers that I deal with, they pay monthly. They don't pay weekly. You know, it's not like a regular trucking company. It's like they go through the funding company, they pay them, they pay me once a month, which is great, but it's not good when you got, people hitting you every week.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, so.
Okay. Well, yeah, what we typically do is we'll set you up with a couple different options to choose from, and, you obviously would be able to pick what you think works best for you as far as, matching up with when you get paid, that sort of thing. Did you have any idea how much you were looking for?
Well, I'm trying to talk him down.
Okay.
He's standing firm at $12,000, and I'm trying to talk him down.
Okay.
Or try to make he doesn't do financing. He just modifies trucks, and that's it. And to modify the truck and the trailer, you have to just bring him the money. And he's like, bring me the money. And I don't know if I want to. That puts me in a bad spot if, like, a tire blows or something like that. So, So I need to get, like, I don't know, as close as I can to a decent number.
Uh-huh.
But, and then put some of my finances in with it, but I don't want to get, like, too deep. I don't want to get too deep. That's my biggest thing. I don't want to get too deep.
Yeah, and that's a good concern to have. I mean, it's not smart to put yourself, on such small margins. Just because, I'm sure that, anything could go wrong at any time. How long have you been in the industry?
Well, I've been trucking for 20 years, but I've been owning the company for 3.
Oh, okay.
I did the owner-operator thing and all that, and then finally I went on and 3 years ago got my own authority and just started doing it myself.
Oh, nice. How's it been going for you?
Up and down, up and down, up and down.
Up and down.
The first year was really rocky. The second year was good. This third year, I don't know yet. We just got into it.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and but hey, the second year went pretty smooth. It really did. It went pretty smooth. Everything was pretty good. But I'm looking to do some things in this third year that I don't know if I'm making a good decision or not.
Yeah, are you feeling adventurous?
You try trial and error, basically.
That's how business goes, though. That's what it is. Yeah. How long have you been working with the customer that needs the upgrades?
Well, him, I haven't got. He won't touch you until you upgrade it.
Oh, okay. So you're doing it to get him. Okay.
Right. He won't touch you until you upgrade. Well, the deal is they do a lot of like show trucks and show cars, stuff like that. You drive out to the places to deliver the things, and you're there possibly like a week or so. So they have no facilities for you to like use the restrooms. So they're expanding the trucks to put the restrooms and the showers and all that in the trucks, and expanding and getting the trailers made to hold their products.
Oh, I see. Okay, so the expansions will be putting what you need in for that time that you're spending at the event or whatever it is that you're hauling the cars.
And to hold their product inside the trailer, because I got the trailers, my trailer and my truck, but he's going to do a little modification, but nothing that'll hurt. Like if there wasn't anything going on with him, you can still load other products and it will still be the same.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, that makes sense. And if it's a good customer, it seems well worth it. What do you?
We're talking money there.
Yeah. What type of return do you expect with him? How much do you think he'll bring in for you?
Well, right now during the slow period here, I'm just saying on basic general freight. I'll do your regular rate because they started like here in the next month or so. The regular rates here usually run about between 4,000 and 6,000 a week, and that's just on a regular week, not to do whatever. And they're paying something like 10,000 a week.
Oh wow!
So
okay,
it's a big jump. Yeah.
Yeah, it definitely seems like if it's $12,000 cost for that upgrade, it's probably worth it if you can get that customer.
Yeah, if you can get him, that's the key.
Yeah,
But it's not like that. I mean, there's a lot of people, but they're like in situations like me. They don't want to. They're not scared. They're like, I don't know.
Uh huh.
But he
uh-huh.
pays well because the clients that he works for pays well. It's like, racing cars, show trucks, stuff like that you're hauling. So they have the demand for it, and it's not really seasonal. You have one maybe doing this month, and one maybe doing this month, and one doing that month, and that's why he pays you so much, because you pay that, you stay there for the whole week, and it's one lump. Boom.
Uh-huh.
So it's kind of awesome. I'm trying to get there.
yeah. It sounds like a good deal. Something that would work for you. How far do you typically haul the load?
That's the key. We don't know. It's just wherever they have the shows. Where right now I go all over 50 states. So
it's not
gonna be that much different. It's just that instead of busting my butt all week running from this load to that load to this load, it's one load which pays more than all of them.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah, so that'd be kind of sweet.
Absolutely. All right. Well, I'm just getting a clear idea of what you're looking for. I got a couple questions here just to see, where you would probably fit in, which programs we can qualify you for. What do you do for your gross annual sales?
What do you mean, what do I do?
So, what are your total sales for a year?
Now, that I can look up. I can tell you last year's. I think I got pulled it out from my tax person.
Yeah, it'll be the top line on the tax return.
Oh, let me see. I don't get tax returns. I get 1099s. But I go
to my funding company.
So my funding company's got a thing here. It was like 186,000, something like that.
Last
year. But the only reason it was so short is because I didn't have the trailer. I only had the tractor. So we were doing power onlys. And then we ended up buying the trailer at the end of the year, which was awesome.
Nice. Okay, so you're looking at probably doing going upwards from there for this up for this next year.
Oh yeah, because we didn't have a trailer, so it was a lot of deadhead. It was a lot of issues, but we still came out pretty good. I think pretty good.
Nice. How long has the trailer been in the works for?
I bought it for Christmas.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. Hey, Merry Christmas.
So I haven't had a, you know, it's been working better, more loads, less deadhead. So far, so good. But I didn't know about this company, or when I bought the trailer, I would have had them do the modifications then.
Yeah.
But I didn't know about it until here recently, and I would have still had to do the modifications on the tractor, so it wouldn't have made much difference. He's doing it all in one whop, trailer and truck and trailer.
Okay. Have you worked with the person doing the modifications before?
No, they're just people that do modifications, just like people that just come in your home and remodel. You know, they're highly recommended in the trucking industry. Though I've talked to a lot of truckers that have had the work done with them, and they say they are pretty much the best. So, spending that kind of money, I'm gonna check into it.
There you go.
You can show me anything on a website. I can see your truck, but I actually talk to drivers that are out here doing it. You know, to see how they like it.
Oh yeah, and you know, if it's something you're gonna be spending so much time in, you want to make sure it's you know, of quality.
Right, maybe then I can keep a driver if he has to stay all week. You know, I mean, I'm thinking of that too, because they don't want to. You know, a lot of them are lazy. That's all I can say is they're lazy.
So yeah, you got to find somebody that works and keep them happy, right?
Right, and this way I think I will have more happy drivers. I think
I
will.
I believe it.
Like, not a lot of stress, and they get to mingle with the racetrack drivers and all kind of crap. So like boys and their toys is what
That's cool. All right. Okay, so, you know, just to give you an idea, I mean, you're fairly familiar with working capital programs. I'm not sure. Who did you do the weekly working capital loan through?
Oh, Pearl Capital. I will
Pearl,
never do
okay.
That.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm
they're
familiar.
They're liars. They're liars. I'm sorry. I hope you don't work for them.
Absolutely not. Absolutely
not. They're liars. They lie and they don't give you, they falsify some of the things, or they put them so small in the fine print that I didn't read it. And it was not a good experience. I almost didn't call, period, because they made me that bad with working capital.
Taste in your mouth. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh wow. Yeah. You know, I've heard similar things about them. I mean, and there's a whole lot of them that out there that do just working capital. And you know, when you only do one thing and you're, you know, kind of sneaky
they're
and shady about
robbers.
It.
Just tell the truth.
Yeah.
Just robbers.
Yeah. You know,
they don't understand that we work every day just like they do. So you don't do that. That's bad business.
I'd like to show you something else.
Let me know what I'm getting into, and then let me know the rules and regs of it. I can follow the rules. But if you change the rules on me or you lie or cheat, I won't deal with you anymore.
Yeah, absolutely. What was the total loan for when you took it with them?
It was $3,000.
Okay. And did they give you an exact amount that you were paying back, or did it kind of fluctuate?
It fluctuated.
That's what I heard. That's what I heard.
It ended up being $6,000 and some change.
Oh wow.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and I was pissed, but I had to do it.
I can't blame you.
I signed it. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm happy to show you another way, because we keep everything as transparent as can be. What we'll do on, you know, if we get to that point, you see exactly what you're borrowing. We show you exactly what you're paying back. No games where it sneaks up on you like that.
Okay.
Now, how would you rate your personal credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Well, you know what? It would be good if I didn't have so many revolving accounts open, because when they got me so screwed up, it made me use my credit cards to the max.
Oh,
so therefore,
yeah.
It looks like, other than that, it wouldn't be bad. But it makes it bad because they're so high, and I'm trying to get them down. And if the truck would stop acting up sometimes, she gets spoiled and wants her way, and she wouldn't act up. Because every time I put somebody else to drive it, It acts up when I'm in it. She's just fine, but
yeah,
I don't
have
want
the touch.
To be driving. No, I want to be back in the office looking for more stuff to do. You know, I can't do. I mean, I can do so much out here, but not like I can do if I'm in there.
Yeah.
Because out here, I have to get the rest. I have to do the driving. I have to do all the rest. It's just too much. It's the whole reason I wanted a driver, but they're lazy. What can I say?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't be everywhere at the same time.
I'm doing it now, and it's killing me.
Well, let's get something in place and let you grow a little.
Yeah, there goes one right there. I wish I could take the picture. It is awesome. It is.
Nice.
There's one right there. Yeah, I wish I could just swap with it, but you know, it's that way.
Okay, well.
The reason why they have to modify the trailer because it puts a lot of weight and stuff on the truck as it expands it, so they lighten up the something in the trailer. Don't ask me how they do it. I just know they do it. because he was telling me what all needed to be done. He gave me the. You know, a couple of people that I could get it done with and to call him back afterwards. And he's got plenty of spots for it, but I told him, you got to wait a minute. That's kind of a lot of money to. But he gives you a contract, so I guess it's not too bad. I'm just leery. After Pearl Captive, I'm leery of everything.
Yep. I can't blame you. I cannot blame you. Okay. Taking a look here, definitely seems like there's, you know, something that might be of help to you. Typically with our programs, we're able to usually free up like, 10 to 15% of your top line revenue. So just going off that 186 from the year before, in the 10%, you'd be up over eligible for 18,000. So the 12 is definitely, in the ballpark of something that we'll be able to work out here. What we can do is get together a little application package.
What is this? How is this paid back and what is the percentage on it and all that kind of thing?
Yeah, so that's exactly what we'll be able to do. In order to give you actual numbers, we have to take a look at it'll be 6 months of bank statements and then the most recent tax return that you have. So if you don't have 2015, you can have 2014. That will work. And then what we can do is it takes us usually about 24 hours and we can come back with some actual numbers for you, a different variety of term lengths that you can choose from, find what fits best for you.
Okay.
So the next step would be getting that application, the application and the bank statements and the tax return in, and then we'll be able to turn around usually inside 24 hours, give you some options to choose from as far as terms and payback.
Okay. And I don't, the thing about it is I don't use the bank. I use the ACH card. I don't know how you would say that. I mean, I have a personal bank account, but I don't use it because I just don't use it. I mean, because when I go out here, if I use the card, they always, I guess because I'm in different states, they don't do it well, is what I'm trying to say. They'll cut the card off. You have to call. It's not a fraud thing. It's this, it's that, it's this, it's that. So I have my funding company. They can do it through check, but it's like EFS checks or it's, the cards, because it's a trucking company, they work better than a bank. I just chose. Well, see, I tried with the bank, which was good until Pearl Capital with Wells Fargo, and they kind of got the banking situation messed up with the weekly thing, and we got it straight. Everything was good with that, and I closed it. And I have my personal account, but it does me no good because every time I try to go to swipe my card, they put it on fraud alert because I have fraud protection, but I don't want to be fraudulent against me. So I don't know how I would do that other than that's why I went with the funding company because they offer the cards that work everywhere. And I usually get the payments on the cards, but you can see it through the company. It says where they paid it, and they paid it to TCH, which is the card, and blah, 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 and they can explain it, or I can explain it to you as you see the statement.
Okay.
But I don't use an actual bank right now. I do have one. I do have one, but I don't use it. So
sure.
It would do no good to give you a statement with something that I don't use.
Yeah,
I keep it because I need it in case, like, I had to deposit something or something like that. But most of my customers, they go to the funding company. They pay them, then they pay me, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, you know, I myself haven't really come across that before, but I'm sure it's something that we'll be able to figure out. Really,
right, because it's like, I guess they're not, I guess they do funding, but like you guys, but different. It's a working capital company. Have you ever heard of Triumph Business Capital?
Yes, I have. Yes.
That's who my funding company is.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And, but it's not like a like I'm borrowing money from them. No. What they are is they take the headache off of me from getting my money from the broker. So what I do is I book the loads, I do all the things, and once I get it, I send the paperwork to them and they go after my money from the broker.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So they put all the pay on the cards, because I was having such trouble with the bank trying to get them, because I might bust a tire and I got to do a $600, and they go, then they're closed, and it was just an issue. So I just cut them out where I just deal with the cards from them, which makes it so much easier. It's like not a credit card, not a bank card. It's just like I put my money onto the card. I deal with it. It's hard to explain, but I can explain if you saw the statement. You know what I was talking about.
Okay, yeah. So, you know, what we'll do is just go ahead and send me those statements, and we'll kind of work from there, see, you know, if it works or if we need to do something else. But basically, it's just to show what the cash flow of the business is like. So as long as there's...
And that's what it is. That's what they do. It'll show you all my customers, all their payments, all what they pay me, all what I get per... low per week, per day, per whatever. They do all of that. That's what I had to print out to take to my accountant, because they do it all so well. I don't have to do anything but give them that and any maintenance receipts.
Okay, yeah.
And so you'll see what I'm talking about. And their card just works so much better. It's like an EFS card or EFS check. I usually, if I have to write a check, I do it through there, or either I just swipe the card. Well, I have no issues when it comes to, if it's a $1,200 bill for maintenance, I just swipe it and it's good, whereas the bank, it didn't work for me. Because they, and I understand their thing, they want to make sure they're protecting me, but they're not. They're really making my job harder.
One more headache.
And then when I have the guy that was working for me, I could also have him a card, but separate from mine, where I could put his paycheck onto the card, where I didn't have to go through them. It's kind of like the bank, but not, I can't explain it. They can explain it better than I can. But it's like the bank. I just get him a card, separate card, and I put his money onto the card. Or if he needed fuel, I add it to the card from my bigger bank. That was not a bank, but they hold all my money, put it that way. Like a bank, but not a bank. I don't know how to explain it. Yeah.
Okay, well, tell you what. You know, it seems like the next step for us is going to be, I'll send you an email with it's with the application. It's one page. And then it'll also have a list of what I'll need from you. And that's basically just, it's the bank statements and the tax return. Now just send me what you have as far as the statements go, and we'll take it from there and kind of see if it works.
Oh yeah, you can have them for the whole, I mean, for once, and I see it, I haven't had them the whole 3 years, but I've had them like two, I'm sure. I've been with them for the last two years, I'm sure.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Well, yeah, you know, always with that, always the more information, the better. It'll only help with the approval.
Yeah. So that's fine.
Okay. All right. So what I'll do is I'll go ahead, I'll email you right now the application, and then you just go ahead, fill that out, get you know, all the other documents back into me, and then I'll submit those into underwriting, and we can get you a couple options to choose from. And go over, see what works for you, usually within 24 hours.
All righty. We'll get it done, and when you get it back to me, we'll see. I'll see what happens from there.
Okay, absolutely. I'll send it out to you now. Do you think, were you trying to do it today, or were we going to maybe wait until tomorrow?
Well, you can go ahead and send it because I'm sitting right now. I'm not getting loaded. I'll be
okay.
sitting today until in the morning I'll be loaded. So if I can get them to, well, I can go online and print it down maybe. But if not, I can get them to fax it all over to you, whichever works, while I'm sitting still. Once
sure.
I get moving.
Yeah. let me catch you while you're sitting down then.
Right. Today will probably be a good day because after that, then I'll probably be running like a person I don't want to run like. But
yeah.
I got to do it until I can get a reliable. If I can get this thing going, I'm sure that it'll be easier for me to get a driver in here. And then I can try to expand and do something else from the house.
Yeah, absolutely. It sounds like a good plan.
Yeah. Yeah, but boy, it's hard. You just don't understand. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I have to get those papers over to my tax person anyway, so I'm gonna be emailing and sending large files to him too. So today's a good day. It's a good day.
All right. Well, tell you what, I'm putting it together right now. I'll send it over. It should get there maybe in the next 5 minutes. So, if you have any questions, you have my direct contact information in the email. You'll also have my fax number if you need to fax something too.
Awesome. All righty.
All right. Did you have any other questions before you let me go?
Well, not till I get started.
Yeah. We'll get some solid stuff to look at for you.
All right.
All right. Well, hey, it was nice meeting you, Lionel.
You too.
All right. We'll talk soon.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.